doth yon horizon sport this knowing level stare? 'Tis naught but a beguiling band 'twixt land and sea and air. Oh, why do our mock vapour dreams inspire superfluous deeds, and crave to take us to those realms beyond our earthly needs? Shall it befit a raven to court with such a quest? We'll follow him with guardian eyes into the raging west. Bird, bound in endless western weather, thou'rt but feather, egg, and feather. Feel the mountain's grip on time, draw thy fleeting breath, and fly thee deep betwixt the folds of life and death. Did those who first made love conceive thus much? Of mountains and of silken birds, fixed upon the all-given clutch, deep in moss and twigs infurled, each the other's brooding world. Make peace with the headwind, harness her lift for free, as the sea rolls in and the land rolls into the sea. How wast when it began, thou motley egg? Didst thy folks a fledgling make, or merely hatch a plan? In every generation there is a straying bird that spreads the stamp of raven beyond the regioned herd. The wind carves the waves, and the waves carve the shore, and nobody knows the first carver no more. It must have been strong, and it must have been grand, to chisel the waves that chisel the land. Or is it our wingbeat as whips round the world from a feathery flap, is a breaker unfurled? These fooling choughs do roll and twist in the thrusting air as if to a moulded of a tempest sea. Follow their poetry into the parchment sky, where they are joy's furious scriveners. Is there a spirit bird as makes for the even sun? Oh, 'tis a wanton thing that chases night's veil. What, wouldst thou follow the fixed stars and find heaven? Roost, roost a while, young'un. Let thy earthen sense prevail. The dust in thy gizzard, the bones on the shore, are fragments of those who have travelled before, who failed on their watch, of the foe in the skies. One creature's feed is another's demise. To the knuckle of Uchminith, feel for the rough-cut lift of the west wind, and reach, bird, for thy ancestors' ghostly glide. Let not the fathoms below sink thy slick black spirit, but to Innis Entley go. Here discern the Manxy tongue, for in their guarded passing they shall inform a traveller of their mettle for the next passage. Which is but smooth or untoward, the time most meet, the wind, the tide, the state of sea. So as who travels may traveller be. Youngster, flex thy panoply and ride with the westerly by the banded giant Cilan Uchaf, and seek the great sands that roll and whip as sleeping waves. Ride in the upwind that buffets the hill, sunwards to the strip ribbon Avon Mauvac, and on to the idle painted shores of Aberduffy. Spread thy fingered wings o'er the wave-beat, sun-beat shore. Follow till it is no more. Here, Innis Dewi surfaces for breath. Take sanctuary upon its back. To outstrip day is death. Be idle in the westerly, till Aberhavren's dwindle sea is beached. Now to the sun, and glide till the break 'twixt land and land is breached. Remember, black fledgling, thou'rt a raven. Thy purse blackness fashioned in endless travail by ravens afore thee, most needy of peers, a score beyond your span. Seek not reverence, know thy gifts, thy fragile season, and match thy fantasy with reason. Follow thy course, 'twixt the land and the sea. Follow the spirit unseen and unheard of the very first voyage of the very first bird. Mark thy success, for the bird is in thee. Know it, bird, this passage hath no end. Despite thy measured gains afore, thou'll answer to a natural law. Every west doth have a west, but there is something more. ¶¶ Piran is here again. He knows not that his new-found strength be my weakness. 'Tis nature to blame. Piran is here again. A picture in my slender frame.